This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. You're listening to For This I Bow My Knees with Tracy Frederick.
Words are inadequate to describe the feelings that swell in our hearts when we hold our child for the first time. I imagine it, if you're a mother, you remember that moment. Maybe you felt terrified and overwhelmed the way I did. It was all mixed up with that heart full of love, but somehow we made it through. We figured it out and we learned how to deal with all the challenges and we began to dream. But maybe we were dreaming long before they were born. Our minds were beginning to imagine all of the possibilities. For me, a new life is hope. Hope for what might be and what will be. And so we dream as mamas and grandmas, don't we? And in those dreams, we plan and we work diligently for those dreams of ours to come true. We buy toys, we buy clothes, we enroll them in activities, we buy books, you name it, to cultivate those dreams. Yeah, every mother has a dream for her child. Every mother. But in this story, in this very sad story that we're going to talk about, we need to listen to what happened when the dreams and hopes of two very different kinds of mothers clashed. The story is given in Mark chapter 6, verse 17 through 25. For Herod himself had sent and laid hold of John and bound him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife. For he had married her, because John had said to Herod, "It's not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." Therefore Herodias held it against him and wanted to kill him, but she could not, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just and holy man, and he protected him. And when he heard him, he did many things and heard him gladly. Then an opportune day came when Herod on his birthday gave a feast for his nobles, the high officers, and the chief men of Galilee. And when Herodias' daughter herself came in and danced and pleased Herod and those who sat with him, the king said to the girl, "Ask me whatever you want and I'll give it to you." And he also swore to her, "Whatever you ask me, I'll give you up to half my kingdom." So she went out and said to her mother, "What shall I ask?" And she said, "The head of John the Baptist." Immediately she came in in haste to the king and asked, saying, "I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter." Now, this is a pretty horrific and gruesome account, isn't it? So let's just walk back through what happened here because I have a few questions about these mamas and what happened. So let's start with Herodias and her daughter, shall we? What kind of mother allows or sends her daughter into a dance to be entertainment for what I would argue was a drunken party? I mean, seriously, but maybe you think I'm overstating something here. So I suppose someone could try to argue that Herod was so pleased with some kind of performance, like I'm a little teapot, that maybe she had been practicing for his birthday party. Do you think that's it? So let's consider who we're talking about here. These are people who have no moral compass. And let's be real about this and remind ourselves that the kind of parties that typically took place were drunken parties that lasted for days. Check out Esther chapter 1. And this party was Herod's birthday party. So with that being the context, my question remains, what kind of mother would do that? And what kind of dance did she dance? How did she learn how to dance that way? And what kind of dance was it that made Herod, who obviously respected John and was protecting him from Herodias, what kind of dance was it that caused him to lose his mind and forget about his responsibilities as a king and offer up to half of his kingdom to this girl? Do you suppose Herodias prepared her daughter for this kind of moment? Do you suppose Herodias' dream for her daughter would have been her daughter would have some kind of power someday to please men with her dancing? I also wonder, why didn't Herodias' daughter refuse? I mean, like Vashti in Esther chapter 1, why didn't this daughter feel creepy and uncomfortable dancing in front of those men or people at this big and what I believe was a drunken party? I mean, we could give her daughter the benefit of the doubt and say she was just being obedient. She was just doing what she was told, right? But even at that, you got to give it to her. She was pretty good at it. She knew how to please an audience with confidence. How did she get that way? And of course, we have to ask ourselves this one. What kind of daughter would have taken a head of a person to her mother on a platter? And what kind of a mother was Herodias that her daughter would think that giving her a head on a platter would please her, would be a good thing? But how was Herodias? And even though this mother is only mentioned in connection with this single event in the Bible, she is best known for her influence as a mother. But there's another mother's influence in this story, isn't there? The other mother had been an older mother and had given up a child, had even given up on having a child, until an angel told her husband that she was chosen to give birth to the man who would someday be the kind of man that would confront Herodias' husband. You see, Elizabeth lived a very different life. God says in Luke chapter 1, verse 6, that she and her husband were both righteous in the sight of God, walking blameless in all the commandments and requirements of God. So let's go ahead and ask ourselves a few questions about this mother. Why didn't she teach her son to look the other way like other mothers do, to not rock the boat, to live peaceably with all men, or to obey the government? Why didn't she raise her child to never confront a ruler, a man of power, just because he had no right to have his brother's wife? Why didn't she help raise the son to do that? Was she naive and not understand that the pain and hardship that he would have to go through living the kind of life that she and her husband prepared him for? Didn't she know? Why didn't she ignore what her husband told her the angel said his life would be like? That's recorded for us in Luke chapter 1, verse 14 through 17. He will also go before him in the spirit of power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Do you think Elizabeth was surprised if she heard the news about what happened to her son that day when Herodias' daughter danced? When her son lost his life, through speaking God's truth, do you think she would have been surprised? Do you suppose Elizabeth might have wished her son had kept his mouth shut? Wished he had never said anything? Of course not. This righteous mother raised her son to leave her, not serve her, but to serve his God, to pave the way for the Messiah, and then to step aside when the time was right. Her son would decrease, so the Christ would increase. John chapter 3, verse 30. And that happened when Herodias' daughter danced for Herod. And that's the story of two very different mothers, very different dreams for their children. A mother's dream for her children is a complicated thing, or can be. The internal tug of war, the struggle of all the possibilities and what is really important. Those dreams tug at our hearts and become our focus as we weave together the parts of our children's lives that will make those dreams a reality. Herodias and Elizabeth were two mothers, and when each held her child for the first time, they had very different dreams of who their children would become. But isn't it interesting that we don't know the name of Herodias' daughter? It isn't mentioned in the scriptures, just that she danced and she carried a platter with Elizabeth's son's head on it as a gift to her mother. But we know Elizabeth's son's name, and more importantly, God does too. Christ told us who he was. In Luke chapter 7, verse 28a, "For I say to you, among those born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. And it is for this, it is for the hopes and dreams that we as mothers and grandmothers have for our children. It is for this that I bow my knees."
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we encourage you to please share this program, to like it on social media. Thank you for being with us today.